Olds. The provincial government is postponing implementation of new rules that doubles fines for motorists who go faster than 60 kilometers an hour, kilometer per hour, when passing stopped emergency crews on highways with their lights flashing. The new rules under the Traffic Safety Act will now take effect September 1 instead of the original date of March 1, the government announced yesterday. Jesse Fubber, press secretary in the Alberta Transportation and Economic Corridors Ministry, confirmed the change in an email to the Albertan today, saying the provincial government plans to use the extra time to conduct a thorough public education campaign to educate Albertans on the changes. When the legislation does come into effect, on divided highways like Highway 2, they will apply to all vehicles in all lanes going in the same direction. In smaller single-lane highways where vehicles go in opposite directions, all will have to go 60 km per hour, or less in accident or construction zones. During a news conference before the new rules were postponed, Olds RCMP Sergeant Greg Beach warned that fines for going faster, in construction zones, will range from $163 to $991. The changes are extensive and we require more time to communicate those changes, and to make sure the public understands what they are, and the associated penalties, Fubber wrote. We are partnering with industry to prepare a 2 to 3 month education campaign so motorists are not surprised on the launch date and won't receive unexpected tickets for incorrectly passing roadside workers. The public education campaign will help raise awareness and increase safety for roadside workers across the province before implementation of the changes for the upcoming fall-winter driving season. Fubber also said the provincial government is extending the registrar's exemption to permit the use of flashing blue lights to increase the visibility of tow trucks, support vehicles, government-contacted snowplows, and highway maintenance vehicles for 5 years, to February 2028. The initial one-year blue light pilot project demonstrated the effectiveness of increasing visibility and safety for Alberta's roadside workers, he wrote. More information will be provided in the coming weeks. Editor's note: this article has been updated to clarify construction zone penalties.